All right, guys. Hi, it's me. I haven't started an episode for like 2 months, so I forgot how to do this. But I think this is like steak and eggs or something. And today we're joined with Tectone. And I think Emeru is still asleep. But she's too cool to be here from now on.
I'm just blind now.
So what happened was, she was saying some crazy shit, so I gave her two black eyes.
Why did you decide to make yourself blind?
Well, I woke up and I couldn't see. My eye won't stay open, so I've got the sunglasses on, but my brain still works kind of. So
you had the other
I'm
problem.
Still here.
You had the eye patch the other day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had the eye patch like a month ago and it came back. So I have to go to the doctor again. Cause the last doctor was like, oh, it's just allergies, whatever. Just take this and walk it off. It's like, okay, dude. And then it got better, but then it came back. So I don't know what's going on. Hopefully I don't lose my eye. But,
so
yeah.
That would be so weird.
Yeah. How old do you think you're going to be when you finally become blind?
27.
So you're, oh shit.
I have a lot of time left.
Oh shit. Oh wow.
Yeah, I hope my eye doesn't fall out. That
would
like,
suck. What would you do if you just went blind?
If I, like in both eyes?
Yeah.
I only have one eye. That's a problem.
Oh, okay. Then you're fine.
That's fine. Yeah. You're
like
a pirate or something like that.
I'd either just pirate it.
You get a pirate.
Yeah.
Or a parrot.
I would just be a permanent pirate, or I would get like a glass eye, like a freaky one, like Gojo or like Tokyo Ghoul or something. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
that'd
why
be
not?
Fucking badass.
Okay, I hate to segue. I want to come back. You mentioned Gojo. Jujutsu Kaisen is ending at the end of September.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never watched it. Is it worth watching? I heard the ending sucks, and it's not.
So it hasn't ended yet. The anime, I think, is very worth watching.
Yeah.
The manga, I have a feeling it's going to be a fucking bloodbath.
Uh-huh.
I think everybody dies, and I think Sukuna wins. Because there's, I mean,
that's crazy.
I'm a fair amount of chapters behind the current manga, but like if it's ending this soon, they're nowhere near resolving anything. Yeah. So I'm assuming everybody fucking dies, Sukuna wins, which would be fucking insane.
Sukuna, why would he be in an anime?
Sukuna?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen the show.
Sukuna wins.
I've been watching Konosuba.
Oh.
Have you guys seen that?
I actually
rewatched season one recently.
That's one of my favorite animes of all time.
I've liked it so far. It's definitely stupid.
It's so stupid.
What got you to watch Konosuba?
What?
What got you to watch it?
I saw an image of a girl with big boobs.
Darkness?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know which one it was. But
brown hair, yellow hair, blue hair?
Yeah,
I don't
color?
Remember. I wasn't looking at the hair.
Okay.
And so, for whatever reason, I figured I'd watch it. And I said, yeah, fuck it. And I'm on like, I'm almost done with season two at this point.
Holy, bro, it's so good.
Yeah.
And season three's coming out.
A movie.
Yeah, the movie's also really fucking good.
Wow.
Really good. Season three's coming out. Don't watch the Megumin spinoff.
Okay.
Super fucking lame.
Really?
Yeah, it's really fucking bad.
She only does one thing, so it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to, and also Megumin wears an eye patch. Like, I mean, you could become Megumin.
There you go.
So what are we going to do? Like, what do the doctors say about your eyeball?
Well, like I said last time, they're like, oh, it's just allergies. Just take these eye steroids to like heal it or whatever. And, but yeah, I need to go back.
Okay.
I mean, it's gotta be like allergies or like something keeps getting my eyes somehow, like cat hair. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. But you're good though, right?
No.
Okay.
You're good.
Yeah,
you're sitting
like,
there wearing these fucking glasses after like last month there was an eye patch. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're good, right? Yeah. Just walk it off.
Yeah, but you're
walk
good.
Walk it off.
Mm-hmm. Like mentally, you're good.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. My brain works.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, you're fine. It's just that you might be blind.
Yeah. I mean, my eyes have been closed the whole episode, so I can't read the notes or anything.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, now that's been properly addressed.
So I actually didn't bring up Konosuba. Because I want to talk about Konosuba. It's the, you know, Aqua's the useless goddess.
Yeah.
There's been another useless goddess that's in our real world.
Who's that?
Chris Chan.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Holy fucking shit.
Are you one of those people that follows like every new update on these types of people?
So what do you think the word is for those people besides losers?
Trolls.
Wait, what people?
That follow Chris Chan.
I don't know.
Chris Jews?
Christorians.
Christorians!
Are you a Christorian?
Adjacent, I would say so. I definitely wouldn't say all the way, but yeah, basically so Chris Chan got arrested in 2021 for a couple of different things, one of which was potentially an incestuous relationship that he had with his 80 to 90 year old mother. The charges apparently got dropped. It's hard really to know what happened. But yeah, the whole thing got completely leaked. It was an 18-minute video, and it made me think to myself that
What got leaked? Him and his what?
No, well that didn't get leaked.
I thought it was known what he did.
That got announced.
I thought it was known that he fucked his mom while she had an Alzheimer's.
Well, it's known that it was said that it happened. The charges were dropped and nothing happened. And so I think that there's a good chance. So this is the person that said, so the cops ask, is there anybody in the room with you?
Yeah.
And Chris Chan is like, well, I mean, this is kind of a complicated question because are you talking about in this dimension or in other dimensions? And the cops are like, oh, okay, I see. We're dealing with a wizard here. Yeah. And so, is there anybody in the room with you? They're like, well, there is. If you feel thumping on your leg, that could actually be my wife that is some version of Sonichu that I'm married to in another dimension that's trying to fight you off because he's trying to protect me. But other than that, no, this is all me in the room. And they're like, okay, so just to be clear, there's nobody else in the room? And they're like, no, there's nobody else. Like, okay, great. So yes, there's that. So like that person inside of like, you ever watch Fight Club?
Yep.
You know how like the main guy was crazy?
Yep.
This is a literary device. The literary device is referred to as an unstable narrator.
Sure.
And I would venture.
So Sonichu is Tyler Durden.
I would venture.
Oh no.
No.
Oh no.
I would venture to say that Chris Chan is an unreliable narrator and I would not trust what they say. However, speaking of Sonichu, what is Sonichu, Emmy?
An OC?
What kind of, let's elaborate on that. Because I want to know,
You want to know how much I know. So Sonichu is a Sonic fused with a Pikachu?
Yes.
Yep.
And
this has been an entire thing that Chris Chan has made an entire mythology. You know about this, right?
Vaguely. Does it go deeper than just Pikachu makes a Sonic? Is it deeper?
I don't know all the lore. I'm not a Christorian.
I could make a joke about that, but I won't. So basically, there is a Sonichu necklace that. Okay.
Oh, I've seen the necklace.
The necklace, right? We've all seen the necklace.
Yeah.
So there have been multiple people that have put this necklace on, and this necklace has destroyed their life. After they have put this necklace on, their life has been completely destroyed. There are three separate people. I don't want to name their names out, but you can just look it up yourself.
Why don't you want to name their names?
I don't know. I just...
Juju?
Yes. I mean, you
can't. Okay.
So you believe in the necklace.
Okay, so this is what's important, right? Is that when... So basically, they told Chris Chan to take off all of the jewelry and necklaces because they had like, bro, like I swear to God, Chris Chan had more necklaces on than DJ Khaled. It was fucking crazy.
Wait, by they, you mean the cops?
The police officers. Yeah. Yes, there were four of them.
Okay.
And to be honest, it was a very cordial and polite interaction. There were no issues whatsoever other than the fact that, on the way to the police station, Chris Chan told the officer, what's your favorite superhero? The officer said Spider-Man, and Chris Chan said, that's great. You're going to meet him soon. And so, yeah.
What?
Right, yeah. Up naturally. And so, yeah.
Is that a threat, or is that like a part of his...
It wasn't a threat. It was a prophecy. And so anyway, basically what happened
awesome.
Is... Yeah, right? This person is... we know more about Chris Chan than George Washington.
Yep.
Okay? Like, that's how much this person has been documented over the 20 to 25 years that they've been part of the internet. And so anyway, Chris Chan didn't want to take off the Sonichu necklace because they said that it was a religious artifact. And the officers were like, okay, this isn't our problem. This is a problem for the police station. We're not going to make you do it. They have to deal with you. We're not going to deal with this shit. And so there is a probability that Chris Chan's Sonichu necklace is referred to as a religious artifact that is then put into the database of a police station, at which point, when World War III happens, when we elect Kamala Harris, and the entire world is destroyed, 1,000 years from now, archaeologists will discover the Sonichu necklace, and we will view it 1,000 years from now like the Ark of the Covenant is viewed now. There is a possibility of that happening.
So what happened to these three people's lives that were obliterated?
Well, it's basically like, let me think of a way to put it, it's a bad omen, right? It's like basically, you played Dark Souls 1.
I played the fuck out of it.
Yeah. You did? Okay, well, what's the ring that drops from Calamine? So you didn't play the
I've beat it many times, actually.
Good.
But I'm a visual guy. What does Calamine look like?
Dragon. Dragon Bomber the Basin, first DLC.
From the DLC, the one who's down in the ravine?
Yes.
Okay. That's the one right outside of the fight with Artorias?
Yeah.
Yes, relatively close.
Right? So I beat that fight.
Oh, wow.
Right? Many times, in fact.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, however, do I know the drop? Abso-fucking-lutely not.
So it's called a Calamity Ring, and it makes you take double damage.
Now, why would I want that?
Well, in order to pretend to be stupid for your chat and put it on and think that it's going to help you.
Okay.
And then be like, guys, why am I dying so long? And that way you can extend the playthrough 30 more minutes because you have no other content.
So Sonichu Necklace is the Calamity Ring.
This is the Calamity Ring, right?
Okay.
It is the beginning of the end for people. And there has never been an instance where a person has put on the Sonichu Necklace and their life has not drastically gotten worse.
You know what my problem is? I always think that people like that, they're right.
What?
The people who people deem crazy. I'm always like, what if they're not?
So how much of Chris Chan do you believe?
Oh, you have to understand. I'm a Chris Chan virgin, right? Unlike his mother.
Good one.
I barely know shit about this guy. I had a buddy fill me in on as much as possible of Christian about 2-3 days ago. And man, they were talking a lot. I barely paid attention. But you know, I know about Sonic Chew, Rose Chew, the grandma mother thing.
Yeah.
Getting arrested, the spirits, and being the master of your own destiny.
So,
yeah.
Emmy, do you believe in superstition?
Yes. I'm not Emmy.
No. But also, can I say something else off topic before we go back?
Absolutely.
So you know how they say when you lose one of your senses, the other ones are elevated?
Uh-huh. What, do you think I'm going to smell bad?
How loud am I?
That's close. No. The set has a smell that I've never noticed before.
It's like pine. Wait, what does it do?
No, it's like sock. Like a sock.
That's cool. Maybe it's my socks.
Maybe. Never noticed a smell. Anyway, sorry. No, I don't believe in superstition.
It's not my sock. It might just be asthma.
I don't wear socks.
Well, maybe you just smell like a sock.
You don't wear socks?
I don't sweat.
What kind of shoes is he wearing?
He has his feet hidden. Yeah, he's underneath the covered blanket. I will admit, you've placeboed me into me now smelling sock.
No, I swear. I've been smelling it for, I was like, I never noticed that before, but it's because my eyes are closed.
Well, great. You know? Now everybody's going to think it's me.
Yep.
And you just said you don't wear socks.
I know that. Why would I?
Go ahead, sock man.
Yeah, there's no reason to.
Well, it's not my socks.
Yeah.
It's not my socks.
Well, maybe it is your socks. How do you know it's not you?
Because then I would smell it at my house.
Well, no, because you'd be distracted by other things in your house. And there'd be other conflicting smells. You're in a different area.
And you didn't have the enhanced senses that you have right now.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, never mind then. So if you don't believe in superstition, Emmy, would you wear the Sonichu necklace? This is always the thing, guys.
I think that other people are superstitious and therefore it will influence their actions, so they might treat you differently.
You're trying to make some abstract, logical.
That's not abstract. That's not. How is that abstract at all?
You are trying to abstract another version of karma. That's what you're trying to. This is an abstract trying.
Okay, well, there's karma that's like okay. You know, spiritual, like. You know, I don't believe
nobody's
in that,
trying
but
to...
I think that there is karma, that your actions influence the actions of other people around you, which is real, but it's not like superstitious.
So if you were given the Sonichu necklace and nobody saw you put it on, would you put it on?
Yes. But why? Why would I put it on?
I think she's lying.
I think she is too.
Yeah, she would.
No,
put it on.
I would. I would put it on. Why? Yeah. Why not?
No, because you've
wait,
already.
What's it made out of?
You've already.
Like, is it like air dry?
Well, that's
clothes?
Interesting. I mean, because we actually have the Sonichu necklace here today.
Oh shit! Where? Give it to me. Wait, what is it made out of? Do people know?
Shungite.
Do you want to know? I don't. I have no
it's
idea.
It's probably like Crayola air dry clay or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I have no fucking clue whatsoever. I just really hope that. Somehow, at some point, if technology is destroyed, people discover the Sonichu necklace and it's seen the same way as like an ancient Mayan evil artifact is now. That's the only thing that I can hope for with the Christian stuff.
Well, it is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I and the best thing about it is I think this story is just going to keep getting better and better over time.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Okay, this is my fifth take doing this goddamn ad because I keep on being told what I can or cannot say. Do you like unfiltered content? Do you like me being able to be 100% at all times possible? Then check out our Patreon. There are tons of episodes that you can go check out. Me, Emmy, Asmund saying the most out-of-pocket shit that you have ever seen. I shit you not. If you watch the episode where me and Hassan and Will, we talk about like how good Yoda is at giving head for like 15 minutes. So like if you want some insane out-of-pocket shit, just check out the Patreon. We rarely ever plug the damn thing, but it's really good. It's called Steak and Eggs Overcooked, and I think you guys would really enjoy it. And I finally have the freedom to say everything that I want to say. Check out the Patreon. Appreciate you guys, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
By the way, Wukong comes out tomorrow. Tectone, you excited about playing that?
I am, but I still want to talk about Christian. I'm not going to lie. I'm really interested in this.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, crazy people.
Yeah.
I just believe them sometimes because as a man—
What part of it do you believe?
I believe in spirits. Okay. I believe in superstition.
Well, then where are they?
Well, certain individuals can't see them. Because
but you
weak.
Can.
Yes.
And I've seen an anime like this.
No, exactly. It's the same thing with like, you know, when you go to someone, you're like, how the fuck do you not get it? Like a basic concept, right?
Well, no, I don't get it. I don't understand. Like I have tried to explain, my dad tried to explain to my cat not to be on the table.
Yep.
For 8 years.
Yep.
The cat never understood it.
Well, that's because he doesn't know how to commune with the spirits. There are certain people who excel in intelligence. There are certain people who excel in dexterity, agility. There's certain people who excel in strength. Like, for example, your build is high intelligence, zero strength, zero dex. Well, you have some dexterity with the sword. Canute is zero intelligence with max strength and, you know, a little bit of dexterity. Whereas, like, my build, I have, like, a hybrid where I'm like,
what's my build? Yeah. What's my build?
Well, I'll get there. So my build is probably like, I would say a little bit low to mid intelligence, like low to mid strength, and spirituality is like max the fuck out.
Uh-huh.
And then Emmy's is like, well, she's kind of like,
you know, like whenever you play that one class at the beginning of Dark Souls?
Yeah, she's
the
like,
wretch.
Yeah, the wretch.
Is that what it's called in Dark Souls?
Maybe. That's what Will Neff calls a wretch fest.
The forsaken one.
Yeah, you're yeah, you got the wretch build, but no. you sure have, what's the meaning? You have charisma. Well.
Wow.
You got something.
What the heck?
You have like a secret passive. We'll find it one day.
Yeah. It's easier to be mean to her because we can't see her eyes and we can't see how sad she is. So, I mean, like, we've been really saving up all these for
it's
a long
really
time, guys.
Really sad under these.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
So you believe in spirits. You think Chris Chan is right.
It's not that I think that he's right. I'm saying maybe he's on to something.
What do you think he's on to?
Well, maybe he is the master of his own universe.
He is. Everybody is.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe he is in touch with these things and he might be fucking, he might see Sonichu. He might see Rose Chu. How
Wait,
do we
so
fucking
Sonichu's
know?
So Sonichu's his wife?
It's a complicated. Because it's like an interdimensional, like, merging of species.
It's kind of like this. And this is the way that I'll explain spirituality. Okay. So let's say Chris Chan had sex with Rose Jew. That's his wife. Okay. But you can't see it.
Yeah.
But he can see it. It's kind of like if a tree falls down in the middle of a forest and no one's around to see it, does it make a noise?
Yeah.
Well, it probably does, but just because you didn't hear it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Right? So in Chris's world, that is his reality.
Well, that doesn't work in any other situation.
Well, then why does it need to work in anything else besides his?
Well, because it because you're establishing a precedent for something to be accepted.
Well, I'm not saying it's to be accepted. Yeah. I'm just saying it could be true to him.
There are a lot of crazy people. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen I saw a cop. He commented about this. He said, "I'm not surprised about this at all. I've actually arrested Jesus multiple times." And he's looked different every single time.
Wait, that's so funny.
and the funny thing about it is that, you know, they all tell me that I'm going to still go to heaven. And so it's fine.
Good.
So, no, I'm not a live your own truth kind of guy.
Really?
I'm not.
Well, I mean, don't go on Twitter, man, because there's a lot of people living their own truth on there. And sometimes
they're living their own lie.
They are. They are, absolutely. But, you know, maybe eventually we'll get to the point where, you know, these things, these happenstances will make sense, and how the human mind works is truly an enigma right now. I mean, the things that I've experienced are very, very, very interesting. They haven't happened in a long time, and they always seem to happen when I was sleep deprived, and I've become very aware of that. Once I rest more, these things have stopped happening. But like, for example, like the most spiritual thing that has ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Not using illegal drugs outside of that, was I was laying in the back of my truck bed. And my grandmother comes up to me and she's talking to me about how much she missed me and how happy she was to see me. And I talked to her because, you know, I love my grandma very much. And then she leaves. She says she's going to go inside and she's going to bake me something. And then I get a phone call from my father letting me know that he was at my grandma's bedside and she just died in the hospital. And I was like, okay, well, that was a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
And I remember that very vividly. It happened when I was 18 years old. And that's kind of when I was like, okay, well, maybe spirits do exist, or maybe I'm just fucking crazy. But it was an experience that was unlike anything else I've ever experienced before. Now, was it real? No, probably not. Was I very tired? Oh, absolutely. And it was a very dark point in my life. So maybe my mind was playing tricks on me. But the fact that my mind could play a trick on me that specifically has stuck with me for a very long time.
Is it that specific?
Yep.
I don't think it is.
It's the same thing when my cat died. Same thing. Well, around deaths, very strange things happen.
Well, of course they do, because your mind is trying to make sense out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I think
so that you're thinking about it in a context like that.
Yeah, because like the fact that my mind could be tricked that much is just insane to me.
Really? I think there's plenty of people that get convinced to do stupid shit all the time. It's not surprising.
Exactly. So I'm like saying, like, how is it capable of doing that? Giving people memories so specific, so real. Like when my cat died, I could feel him on my shoulder and like see him and still see him running around my house.
Well, there are experiments done when a person is given. So are you familiar with the idea of phantom limb syndrome?
Absolutely. You get a limb cut off, you can still feel the pain that remains. Yeah,
and so you can actually simulate that same type of interaction or like that feeling even without having a limb removed. And it's about simulating different types of responses and things and then trying to mirror those with your actual limb. And your brain will convince yourself that you're on the other limb.
100%. Yeah, like the one where like you like make it to where a person can't see their arm and then you've seen all this. Because I find it so interesting the way the human mind works.
Yeah, and so just because somebody thinks something doesn't make it real.
Exactly, but the fact that it will seem real to them is what I find so interesting.
I don't know. Why is that interesting?
Well, because it's like, for example,
I've seen a cat walk up to the mirror and get mad. Like, I mean, you dumb motherfucker. What the hell are you thinking about? So, what are you thinking about, Gibbon? That's you idiot.
Yeah, but it's like, have you, I hung out with a lot of people who did like marijuana and shit. You ever seen somebody green out in real life?
Green out?
Yeah.
I guess.
Don't you ever find it so interesting, the things that they can see and the things they hear when they're like underneath the influence of just marijuana?
No, because I don't think that any of it is unique or special because none of it offers... Say what?
Oh, you got to be careful saying that.
It's not.
No, I'm just saying... You know what? It's an XQC Kai clip. You probably haven't seen it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not because none of them are able to intuit anything that is of any benefit at all. Mm. And I think that's the reason why I don't believe it. And so the moment that somebody can do this and actually come out of it in a way that's beneficial, it's like, you know, if somebody comes up tomorrow and they said, I've come up with the idea of like how to create time travel, and you ask them how, and they say, it came to me in a dream.
Yep.
And then they invent time travel.
Yep.
I would think to myself, holy shit, what the fuck is going on?
Absolutely.
But the problem is that the people that say it came to me in a dream are the ones that decide to light their hair on fire in the middle of a McDonald's. I'm like, well, this doesn't really benefit anybody, does it?
It doesn't, but don't you think it's compelling or interesting just to be able to talk to people who are fucking nuts? Because that's kind of what you do on Channel Days, so people who are crazy.
I do. I like knowing the way that people are crazy, because I think if you understand enough crazy people, you understand the way that you can kind of predict people to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like for example.
It's like doing different boss fights. You learn the mechanics.
It's like, so for example, like 2 weeks ago, we both had a pretty bad experience with our health.
I did.
Yeah. And so myself, I had convinced myself that my brain no longer worked.
Yeah.
And that World War II was in the 1800s. But the only thing that could play through my mind was the Tokyo Revengers opening song.
Right.
And I couldn't do anything else.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I find it so interesting how I had fully accepted, in that moment, I had fully accepted my death. I had given away the rights to my channel to one of my closest friends, Loro. And for the span of two and a half hours, I swear to God, I was gone. And my view of the world changed dramatically. Just like how you convinced yourself that your soda and your blood pressure was going to be the death of you.
Well, it's not really that it's a convincing argument. The convincing argument is taking your blood pressure and it says 173.
Did it say that?
Yeah, it did.
That's horrifying.
It was.
Is it because of sugar?
I don't think so. I think this is stress. It's stress. It was 194 one time.
I think I fell asleep for like 5 minutes too.
You really didn't miss anything.
No, I woke up and you guys were talking about drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. How long was I gone?
Now I want to do drugs. I got my blood pressure taken. I'm at 113.
That's actually quite good.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. I went to the ER again because my cat scratched me and I thought I was dying.
Oh, really?
You want to see it?
Bro, you are a mess.
You see that? You see the dark circle around that cat scratch?
I'm looking to see. It didn't pierce the vein. It came close.
Yeah. So my cat, Eggy, jumped out of my arm. I had to go to the ER again because I thought I had cat scratch disease. I didn't. I didn't think that. My dad thought that. So I went on his behalf. I get scratched all the fucking time. By the way, how is your health? Have you dropped your blood pressure?
I haven't checked it for a while. I changed the medication I took and I feel pretty much totally fine. I've been exercising more and everything's okay.
What have you been doing?
The truth is just walking around very quickly and then moving around in the house, going up and down the stairs.
Okay.
And so, it's been no problem and I've been feeling fine and sleeping and everything. Like I was getting like 5 hours of sleep.
That's not good.
It was not a good time. Right. And there's a lot of things that, you know, I like sharing a lot of things in my life. Mm-hmm. Right. But there's a lot of things I don't like sharing too.
Yeah.
And so I don't really talk about some of the more stressful aspects of my life that are annoying. And so that's why I think some people, you know, it's like if you're only given four pieces, you try to put the pieces together. But the fact is there's actually about seven or eight.
Of course.
With that for me, yeah. So I was stressed out. And so I just decided to dial things back, relax a little bit more, chill the fuck out. Take a different type of stress medication. Like I am a extremely anxious person naturally.
Yeah.
And I will overthink things and overplan things. I'm like,
I wouldn't have guessed that actually.
I'm a great actor, aren't I? If somebody calls me I call somebody and they don't answer the phone, it's probably because they're dead. And so that's the way that I think about things.
I think the same thing.
Yes. Yes, and that's the way that I look at a lot of things.
That's why I had to get cameras installed in my own house, because whenever I left my house, I was like, oh, my cats are dead.
Yeah.
So now I have a little way to check in on them at all times.
Yeah, there
oh
you go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. And I, that's just the way that my brain works, right? Mm. And so, and also that's another reason why if anything ever goes wrong, I'm never really stressed out, because it's like, see, I knew this would happen. And that's why I never actually get stressed out whenever things are really going wrong. I only get stressed out whenever things aren't going wrong.
Yeah.
And so, no, in any sort of like a bad thing, I feel fine. But in a normal situation, I'm like waiting for things to go wrong.
Man, that's so sad. You can like never enjoy the good moments.
No.
Holy shit, that's so sad.
Yeah, but when he gets a good piece of loot on World of Warcraft, you get pretty excited.
There's a new patch that'll come out.
What about when you're just chilling, enjoying like... you know, like a nice dinner and like you're on your phone or something, can't enjoy that?
Oh, I can. I do. And that's what I try to do. I try to enjoy myself, but I took a different type of medication and it totally made the problem go away.
Great.
Like I'm actually not stressed out that much at all. There's not a big deal. Like the last time that I really got not stressed out is I had a friend of mine that was drunk and he was driving naturally.
Great.
And he was driving down the street. And it was like, you know, like midnight. And we were going, obviously, to his drug dealer's house to buy drugs.
Awesome.
And somebody else was driving fast next to him. And he thought this was
a race,
a challenge.
Oh, there you go.
And so he thought to himself, I can drive faster than he can. And we were going 80 miles down the road. This is like a residential road. And I remember sitting in the middle of his truck that didn't have a seatbelt. And I was thinking to myself, well, not going to have to worry about that test on Friday. Yep, that's it. I'm done. And so yeah, that's kind of the way that I feel now. And so yeah, problem solved. And I've got a doctor appointment at the end of the month. And you know, we'll see what happens.
Fuck yeah! So here's a couple of things I would just I can't make you do anything,
right?
Because you're only gonna do what you want to do. But just a couple of things I can just only recommend things.
Yeah,
I would love for you to try to at least do 20 to 30 minutes of cardio a day.
I do. Great. That's exactly what I was doing with like walking Fuck around yeah. quickly and everything.
8 to 9 hours of sleep a night.
That is a great idea.
Would be.
No, it's not going to happen, but it's. I wish it would happen.
7 hours of sleep a night.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, easy. Sure. Peel back on as much responsibilities that you can.
That's a really great idea. That's cool. A great idea.
Tell all these people who rely on you to stop being fucking pussies and figure shit out themselves.
I tell other people to do that all the time, and it's just about as easy as I'm sure you think it is.
Yeah, because yes, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are incompetent, bumbling retards that can't do shit unless they hear your advice first.
That's right. And if I don't help them, they self-destruct.
Yep. Okay.
That's right.
A lot of people like that?
I would say a good half dozen or so.
What? Yeah. Like friends or?
Just different situations.
I'm sure he doesn't want to specify.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
For me, I just don't really like, I don't like dealing with a, like for me, I'm a very, the problem is that in like, there's a quote, hell is other people.
Yep.
And all of my problems come from other people.
Yep.
When I am in my room, Emmy, like what you're saying, when I'm sitting in my room on my phone, in my chair with the door locked, watching my TV, there's no problem. There's no issues. Everything is totally fucking fine.
Yep.
And then somebody calls me and they say, do you have a minute? And I say, fuck.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Not again.
Well, something else I'd love to recommend is I know you drank water.
I do.
I saw that.
I'm going back and forth.
Great. I would love for you to try to at least drink 60 ounces of water a day.
How many? What's this? This is 12,
That
right?
should be 16.
Is it 6? It's 16. Okay.
So a little bit more than three of those.
I think that the normal ones are 12.
Yeah, a little bit more than three of those a day?
Three of these a day. I think I do about two.
Okay, yeah, because I'm drinking a gallon of water a day, which is fucking awful, by the way. Very hard to stream when you're pissing every 15 fucking minutes.
Right.
But it makes me feel incredible. And then, you ever try to steam room?
No, I don't think that would be a good idea, especially not until I would regulate my blood pressure, because that's actually how Ziz died.
Really?
Yeah. He died in a sauna. And the reason why, you know, the Australian muscular guy, the memes and everything. Yeah, he died in a sauna of a heart attack.
That's weird. I was recommended to do the steam room because of my overly stressed out nature and my my worries about my blood flow, because it helps blood flow and all that shit. But
yeah, it does that. But if you have an underlying medical condition, then that's a separate issue.
Okay.
Well, then so I have to make sure that I don't have that, and then maybe that would be a good idea.
Okay. And then would you ever consider just lifting a little bit of weights, or not really?
I don't think that lifting weights is going to actually improve health. I think that what's really going to improve health is cardio and general fitness.
Sure. I just think it's fun.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, that would, it would be cool.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Right?
I fucking love it, personally. Yeah.
I don't know. I used to be very active as a kid. Like, I was very athletic, very active. And then World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you feel about getting healthier? Like, what? So you eat beef jerky and gummy bears still? Or have you been eating something different?
Well, no, that's not true. I eat gummy lifesavers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, is your diet still the same? Because I know you've been cutting back on soda. Are you changing the food you eat?
I've added a protein bar into my morning breakfast, and I've started doing that. And I was eating about 2 to 3 candy bars a day for a while.
Okay.
I like candy. They taste very good. And so for a while, I couldn't eat candy bars because my teeth were rotten and it would hurt, right?
Yeah.
It's like if every time you ate a Reese's peanut butter cup, somebody kicked you in the dick, would you do it? No, you wouldn't.
No.
And so it's bad. And so I stopped eating candy. But now I don't have a problem with that anymore. And so I eat a lot of candy, or I was, and I just decided to stop doing it.
Great.
I just stopped eating the candy. That was it. Problem solved.
So I hired a professional chef to cook for me.
So you got a girlfriend?
No, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you're not. Only $650 a month.
Okay.
For 2 meals cooked for me, delivered to me every single fucking day. Pretty damn nice. And I just tell them whatever I want to eat. I have rice, broccoli, steak in the morning. And then at night I have rice, asparagus, chicken. And it's fucking good, Asmund. It's really fucking good. So maybe getting that. Maybe some maids for the house. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Apparently, the I do have to
clean your house.
I have to because remember when we went to California for like the Games Expo, and I remember I stayed up for 25 hours straight, and I slept for 40 minutes, and then I woke up and I stayed up for like 5 more hours, and I felt fucking amazing. And I never at any point in time in that entire trip felt anything other than great, even though I hate traveling.
Yep.
And then I went back to my house, and the first thing that I could smell in my house is that I think something's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I pulled out, like there was like a bag of potatoes that had turned into a bag of black goo.
Yep.
And so, and there's also a carpet that was molded over as well. So I think that I'm probably going to get a lot of that stuff removed. Because I think that it's like a legitimate debuff.
I think
so
too.
It is.
I have a crazy take. I don't think
people have been at my house for like, you know, you guys went to my house for like how many hours, and like that was a problem.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah.
So I have a crazy take. I don't think you should clean your house. I think you should just fucking move.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people say that.
Yeah. Just make it easier.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would like to me. There was oh my God, this is a trigger.
Great.
Awesome. Trigger for what?
Ellie, so you can't see, so what's happening right now is Asmongold's blood pressure is raising slightly, his face is turning slightly red, and he's grabbing his face.
Right.
Just want to keep you in the loop.
I opened my eyes for 5 seconds.
Oh, okay, so you saw, okay, great.
Yeah. Sorry for that. Yeah. And so basically, there's a house that I had always liked growing up, and the house went on the market. But at the time that the house went on the market, I was looking to buy a house for a girlfriend at a time for us to move in with. And I thought that she wouldn't like this house, so I didn't pursue the house.
Oh, no.
We broke up. Somebody else bought the house. The house was only sold for $1 million. I would have bought the fucking house cash right there. And so I see it all the time when I go by. And I'm fucking mad every single fucking time because I think to myself, fuck. Yeah. So yeah, no, that's definitely, I don't think I would really move out unless I was moving in with like a girl or something like that.
Sure.
That's really the truth.
Why don't you pick one of your five girlfriends to move in with?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd have to play another gotcha game and have to pull the new ones. Yeah. That way it goes up to six.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What's up, Punchies, and welcome to Season 2, which is our biggest update yet. First up, Rumble Runs. Queue up for a Rumble Run and go on a run of multiple game modes and rounds against the same group of players in a Grand Prix-style competition. After each round, the lowest scoring players get cut, narrowing down the match. For the final round, all scores are wiped, and it's a winner-take-all Punch Royale. Next is the highly requested Tournaments. Bind to the tournament, queue up, and compete to place for big rewards. Playing in tournaments earns you progress on a brand new seasonal tournament track, which lets you win the exclusive Jester Hat and Frosty, the baby ice dragon emote. Now, Season 2. We've got a brand new Rumble Pass with 3 times more cosmetics than Season 1, and an even better price for both Super and Super Plus. Grab the Super Plus Rumble Pass and get all these cosmetics, including Blazy. And that's it for Season 2. We've got a ton more stuff planned, so let us know in Discord or on social what you'd like to see next in Rumble Club. And we'll see you in the arena.
Holy shit, speaking of gotcha games, oh my god.
Oh good.
Have you seen Jane Doe?
Yeah.
In Zenless Zone Zero?
Yeah, of course.
Have you seen her ass?
Yeah.
That shit blew my mind. That is the new generations of fuckable gacha characters.
Yeah.
That is one of the most technologically advanced asses I have ever seen.
Have you seen this? Mm-mm. So, you know how like there's a lot of like VTubers that have like boob physics?
Yeah.
Well, Hoyoverse has gotten so degenerate now that we have thigh physics.
Thigh physics.
Dude, her model is rigged everywhere. Her tits flop, her ass jiggles, her thighs jiggles, her calf jiggles. Like, oh my
her
god.
Her calves?
Yes, her calves.
That's like it's like crazy.
It's like a bowl of jello, but it is so it is so fucking hot. I had to go get all of my roommates to get their reaction to see how fucking caked up this bitch is, bro. Listen, is it the Zone Zero? I shit you not. The game is okay. It's my favorite gacha game right now because of how fucking hot every character is that's above the age of 18 in this game.
So that's like two of them,
right?
Yeah,
those two? Yeah. Insane. In fucking insane. Jane Doe is ridiculous. There's this leak about this character called Beatrice. She's fucking ridiculous. There's this fucking Triple J Mega Milk Nun that's coming out later that's, oh my God, Asmin, it's fucking ridiculous. And Zhu Yuan, holy shit, the characters are just too hot. Yeah. Have you seen Zhu Yuan, the police officer?
I have not.
The police officer.
Yeah, maybe. I think I have. I tried to play through Zenless Zone Zero.
It's boring as fuck.
And I start playing it at like 1 a.m. Mm. That way I can go to bed before 2.
Smart.
You know, like that's really the way I feel.
Yep. I haven't heard anyone say anything good about it. That's why
I don't care.
I didn't bother trying it.
Yeah, I don't know how. You're right. And it made $100 million.
You wanna know why? Because the characters are hot as fuck. Dude, and if you were to do Jane Doe's story quest, you'd like get it.
I think also the reason why it's really popular is because it's like a lifestyle simulator game of like a place that people want to be that character and have that lifestyle.
Absolutely.
You know, whereas like in Honkai Star Rail, it's just some fucking like weird space story, you know?
Yep.
But I think that Zenless Zone Zero being more grounded allows people to relate to it more.
Yeah.
But I think that's the reason why. That's
I think
my
it's just because the porn.
It's because the characters are hot.
It's Overwatch.
It's probably that's the main reason.
Yeah, it's Overwatch because like the models, people can steal the models and their rigging is so good. The porn is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot of fan videos of Overwatch.
Yeah, fan videos. But anyways, sorry about that. I really like that fucking game. The music is so fucking good. And the combat, I'm not going to lie, it gets harder. It does get harder. It's actually a lot of fun.
You have to push 2 buttons.
Sometimes even 3.
Oh my
and
God.
And that's when I get a little bit of anxiety.
Wow. Yeah. You have to make sure you are you whaling in that game or are you doing free to play?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm whaling hard.
Oh, good.
If there's a character out that I want, I'm just getting it.
Good for
and
you.
You know what's crazy? I'm doing that in every game. I'm done being free to play.
Wow.
If there's a character I want, I'm going to get it.
So you just remove the casualty change?
Yep. And you know what's crazy? Best decision I ever made.
Good.
Legit, I don't give a fuck.
It's crazy because you said the exact same thing about being free to play.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. He would talk about it like every week.
Yeah, yep. It's like, and the worst part about him talking about every week was the high-minded nature of it.
Yep.
Like, I've now ascended to a higher plane of existence. I'm
fighting back against these predatory gacha companies.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, there it is. And it's like the implied sense of self,
absolutely.
Aggrandizement.
And you want me to tell you why I did that?
Why?
To prove that I could.
Yeah.
All these little fucking cucks said, oh, you couldn't last a day in our shoes, boy.
You lasted 6 months.
Yep. And I beat Honkai Star Rail free to play. I beat Wuthering Waves free to play. I have nothing else to prove. I've done it.
That's like 9-year-old kids that are saying you couldn't work in the coal mines like we can. I can. I just don't want to fucking get lung cancer by 12.
Yeah, but I did it. I won. I beat the games and I earned it. Now I take a victory lap. Now nobody can shit on me. Right. They can't.
I'm sure nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to stop.
Everybody's very nice to me. Everybody's very, very, very nice to me. And it's great. And then once I finish Camp Canute, I'm thinking about doing 30 days of working out with 30 days of steroids. That way I can be like everybody else in that fucking competition right now. So that way I can keep up.
So you're just going to fucking say, you're just going to go crazy.
Yeah, I might roid it. Might juice it up. I might do a subathon where I put a tapeworm in my stomach and I take it out once the subathon's over.
Oh, I like that. That's interesting. Nobody's done that before.
Yeah, and then I'll donate the tapeworm to charity.
Okay, that's good.
But Camp Canute's happening in 30 days. And Asmund, are you ready for this?
What?
You're coming on.
That's really funny.
No, you're coming on one of the days.
I'm sure that I'll show up on the second to last day.
Yep.
And celebrate it with you guys and say, great job, everybody. I'm going back home.
Yep. But I'll make sure you at least one day where we'll go out. Emmy, you'll come too.
Oh boy.
And we'll work out together just one time. And
it'll be so good.
It'll be great.
I can't wait.
Yep. Now, before I continue ranting on Camp Canute,
okay.
Where's he going?
So are you excited for playing Wukong?
Yes. But, I'm worried that my eye's not going to be better by tomorrow. But I guess
know,
it's
that's
fine.
Why I asked the question.
Maybe I can start on day two. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm actually so excited for it.
I know. It's going to be so fucking good. I've been waiting for a new game that I
actually want to play.
Well, how far did you get in Bloodborne?
Okay, so what did I do last? I beat that boss with all the baby spiders. And,
Vacuous Rom.
Yeah, I'm in, like, some... Not, like... I'm in the area with, like, the purple sky. And I beat the dog with, the lightning. I beat the dog with the lightning.
Yes.
And then I beat those three fucking dudes sitting in the chapel.
The three hunters?
Yes.
Yeah, they were fucking annoying.
Yeah, those guys are fucking cunts. But I don't think I'm that close to the end, so I don't really know.
No, you're not.
You're
not even remotely close, and I saw you fighting Shadows of Yharnam. You're going to be playing that game for a while. Yeah, that was crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Are you liking it more now that you've done the second playthrough?
Okay, the first time, I didn't hate it either.
Yeah.
I just hate that I have to go farm heals
blood
sometimes.
Yeah. You're getting to the point where like it won't matter because you'll be getting enough of the echoes to where you can just buy them all yourself and it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, but even that's annoying.
Yeah.
Like I wish it just had a normal flask.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I know. I completely agree.
Yeah. It's not I don't know.
So
it's still a good game though.
If you drive here, like if somebody walked in front of your car.
Okay, well, I'm not driving. I didn't drive here with my eyes closed.
But like, how open were they?
They were open. It's just when I keep them open, they're constantly trying to force themselves shut, and I'm like crying. So I just dealt with it.
So if you had 100
people,
okay, so if you had 100 people walk in front of the car, how many of those 100 people would you probably hit? Like 3, like 7, 15?
None. Because my eyes would be open. I would just be crying.
So you wouldn't... It's so fucking... That's so sad. What do you mean? It sucks. Okay, so how long are you supposed to have the glasses on for?
Well, the glasses just help because my eyes are really sensitive to the sun. So when I was driving, it made it better. And then two, now... I do open my eyes sometimes.
Do you get to take them off at night?
Well, the doctor didn't tell me to do that. I don't wear the sunglasses to bed. They just help because my eyes are sensitive to the light.
Don't
and two,
get mad.
I'm not mad. My eyes are sensitive to light.
Yeah.
And it also hides how fucked up it is. So it's like two in one.
Wait, are your eyes actually fucked up?
I mean, it's just like really red. Well, like, I mean, it's like closed, but. I don't even know if like you can see like this stuff.
It's not. Yeah, it doesn't even look the same. You didn't even have your eyes open.
Yeah, well, I don't want to open it because it
hurts.
Holy
shit. I couldn't even imagine that. Oh my God.
I feel like we're all dying. It's like all of us have had health problems recently.
Oh yeah. I mean, for me, I have the usual, like every 6 months or a year, it's like maybe you shouldn't eat as many gummy bears as you usually do or gummy lifesavers. And then I have to like kind of rethink my life slightly. That's just generally how it goes.
So
I stream every day. Go ahead. I do a lot.
Like, are you not going to like fix your life?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, if like the doc, if you went to the doctor tomorrow
yeah.
and the doctor was like, if you don't fix your diet, live in a clean house, you're going to die. What would you do?
Well, I mean, that's inevitable, right?
Yeah, but like you're gonna die in like a month.
Oh,
if you don't fix your life in a month.
I don't know. I'd probably still play Black Myth Wukong. I'd probably still finish the game and then maybe do the WoW expansion and then after that maybe clean some stuff up in the house.
Okay, so that's like 3 days.
Yeah, something
to fix
like that.
Everything.
No, yeah, it
would. Would you eat a vegetable if it saved your life?
Well, how many of them? And would this be like so? If I eat one broccoli,
one serving a day.
Oh, wait. Oh, this is like a regular thing.
Like a cup or two of vegetables a day.
A cup or two of it. Well, okay. If I had to, I would do it. But if I don't have to, I don't have to do it. Like, that's the thing.
If you were going to die, you would.
Of course. Yes.
Are there any vegetables that you like?
Well, so there was one time in like 2013 where like a government entity said that pizza was a vegetable. And so I think...
Is that like the guy who said like wine's good for your heart or something?
It's
but
probably
he was
more like the guy that said cigarettes are good for your lungs. But I don't know. Like if I had to eat vegetables, I would eat vegetables. Sure. I mean, there's a lot of things that I do that I have to do that I just
do. Some vegetables are so good. I feel like you've just never had like a well-cooked vegetable. Like roasted vegetables are so good with like some salt.
If they're so good, then why aren't people eating them all the time?
They do, just not you.
No, I go to the store. I never seen like salted roasted vegetables at a like.
No,
I go
because
to Wendy's,
you go like, home and cook it. What?
Well, like, why is it that if they're so good, why is it that there aren't places that sell that food? Like people sell hamburgers.
Well, they do.
What are they?
Like normal restaurants. Like, I mean, McDonald's sells vegetables. They have like the salad, lettuce on the burgers, onions.
I don't like onions. And they're just like, so I try every like 8 years, I try to tell myself, I gaslight myself into thinking maybe I'll like onion rings again. And I'll get onion rings at Burger King. They're fucking disgusting.
Well, it's just Burger King's gross.
No, it's not.
Yes,
what the
Burger
fuck
King's
is
disgusting.
I think the Burger King burger... You actually think Burger King burgers are gross?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, compared to other fast food places.
Like what?
McDonald's?
McDonald's
like
is
Wendy's.
Just as bad.
No, it's...
I think Burger King is way better than McDonald's, okay?
No.
It is infinitely fucking better than McDonald's.
You actually think... Don't talk to me.
I do.
Disgusting.
The Burger King burgers are better, okay?
No.
I've never had a Burger King nugget because they sold 10 nuggets for $2. And I said, no matter how the fuck you did it, I think there's something that's... It's a corner being cut here. That shouldn't be cut. That's too cheap for 10 nuggets.
I think McDonald's is like you know, like when something's too perfect, like someone's like too perfect looking, it like it's like wrong or like not as like special. I feel like that's what McDonald's is. McDonald's is too perfect.
Really?
I love McDonald's, yes.
So I love the McNuggets. I think they are amazing. The chicken selects were great, but the burgers they have are below average. They are. Like, and if you, like, I think Burger King is better. I think Culver's is better. I think that Wendy's is better. I think basically everywhere is better than McDonald's. I do.
No.
No.
Well, then why is why is McDonald's like the richest one that's like most locations everywhere?
Because
they make the most money because people buy the most because it's the best.
Well, you want to know the real reason? It's because over in Europe and the other places that have McDonald's, they even call it a different name and they sell different food over there because the people...
No, but it's the same food. It's just localized.
Yeah, it's localized food, which means it's different.
Yeah, but it's the same food. No, it's localized.
Yeah, well, the problem is that, like, yeah, our local hamburgers are like... I don't know. I don't even know what they are. It's McDonald's. What's better, McDonald's burgers or Burger King burgers?
McDonald's.
Okay, well, I guess I'm retarded.
This guy said that Burger King's better. Am I pointing at you?
Yes.
This guy said that Burger King's better than McDonald's.
That's his cap.
Okay.
Burger King's fucking garbage.
I disagree.
I agree that Burger King is terrible.
The only thing good there is the chicken fries.
The chicken fries are okay.
Yeah, those things are fucking fire.
I've never even had those.
Oh, they're good as fuck. Yeah, Burger King tastes like shit.
When I eat Burger King... It's like, I eat it and I'm like, wait, this is actually really good. Like, why do I not eat this more? And then you get this, like, rancid oil aftertaste.
Yep. It's because they use too much liquid smoke.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Did I ever tell you guys the way that I would choose what fast food restaurant I would go to each day?
No.
I would, in the morning, throw up in my mouth.
Jesus Christ.
And the fast food that I didn't taste is where I would go.
So you know how you always say that these problems don't exist when you're the only person there? You say you're in your room, you're in your TV, and nothing bothers you?
Yes.
You're going to get to the point where your body is going to be there with you.
Right.
And that's going to be a problem.
Well, then I just fix that, and then it's not an issue.
Okay, so here's another little bit of a recommendation that I've been doing, which has, by the way, been so weird for my body to get adjusted to.
Yeah.
I can't stop pissing and shitting at all because my new diet is insane, right? So, like, drinking a gallon of water a day is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But also, I'm trying to hit from anywhere between 0.8 to 1.2 grams of protein per body weight. So per pound.
Uh-huh.
Right? So right now, I'm anywhere between 178 grams of protein to around 270 grams of protein a day.
Yeah.
In fucking sane. Now, that being said, the way that my body feels is incredible.
Okay.
But if you want to do that, it will make you feel a lot better. If you want to hit, you're like what, 170?
No.
180?
No.
You're lighter?
Yes.
160?
No.
There's no fucking way you're below 170. What are you?
You want to keep going?
150?
No.
140?
No.
130?
Yes.
You're 130 pounds?
Yes.
That just can't be true.
Yes.
I weigh about 105.
So, aren't you like 6'2"?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I weigh like between 100 and 105, depending on the...
No, I'm really skinny.
That's insane.
Well, there's no reason to have any extra weight.
Why are you like a foot taller than me and weigh 25 more pounds?
Well, that's a good fucking question.
Yeah.
And I'm a skinny bitch.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It makes no sense.
Maybe I'm like 133.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
I think we should put some meat on your bones, man. I think we should use you to 160.
No, that's what I've been hearing my whole life.
Yeah.
I think that if you have extra weight on you, there is no benefit to that. And why is it a good thing that you have extra fat on your body?
Okay, well, it's not fat, it's muscle.
Right. Okay, why do you need the muscle?
Okay, so you know when you go to a grocery trip?
Yeah.
And you have to carry all those bags in?
Yeah.
And these people have to take multiple trips?
No.
Well, I one trip everything.
Okay.
Which is great. And you can do that for other people.
I don't know if he's ever gone grocery shopping in his life.
That's fair.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I've gone grocery shopping so many times. I went grocery shopping like 2 weeks ago.
Grocery shopping for... frozen pizza, soda,
gummy bears, nuggets. Beef jerky.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Here's a quick exact sample of what kind of goods you may be missing out on.
You know what's really been pissing me off lately? I just don't understand why in the fuck. And to be honest, I'd rather just fucking. To be honest, they should. Disgusting. That's just my opinion, though.
Not to mention, if we have enough supporters, we may just start feeding Jay. I personally don't think that it's super important because he may start getting lazy on the job, but I'm not 100% against it or whatever. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
You ever had like a homie who gets too drunk and can't walk?
Yeah.
Pick him up. Carry him.
That's fine. Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
Pick him the fuck up. You know my buddy Shinya? Do you know Shinya?
The VTuber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like 400 pounds in real life.
Okay.
I just picked that bitch up, put him on my shoulders. Walked him around.
Uh-huh.
Yep, because he needed me to, so I did.
Why would the fuck would he need you to do that? Why the fuck? How the fuck does that happen?
Well, the circumstances of which I needed to carry him, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is, but I needed to be carried, so I carried him. You know, let's say one of your loved ones is trapped underneath a car and you have to lift up the fucking car.
You can't lift up a car. There's no way.
No, there's cases of people lifting up cars, yep. But it's because of adrenaline.
Maybe the back of a car or something like that.
Yeah, the back of a car. Lift it up.
The back of a car, yeah, maybe. But the front of a car, or there's like, no way.
When you're moving shit in your house and you want to redecorate, pick up the fucking TV, put it over there.
I don't have a problem moving things around. It's not an issue.
Okay.
I've never had an issue.
Yeah. You okay? You ever go to an arcade?
Yeah.
You ever go on a date at an arcade?
No.
Have you ever been to an arcade with a female that was around you?
Well, yeah.
You know those punching machines?
Yeah.
I went to a punching machine. There's like six girls in this party that I was at. And I maxed the fucking machine out. And it was,
well, I don't
it was
wanna,
awesome.
I don't want to hurt my hand.
Well, just don't punch the back of the machine.
But well, I'm not going to risk that. What if I hit it in the wrong way?
Well, don't. You're boxing? Boxing's fun. If you ever want to get in the ring and box somebody?
No. Why would I need to? You could just get a guy, shoot him.
You could just shoot him.
Yeah,
that's
you right. Just shoot him. What the fuck? I'm not going to. This isn't a Roman Colosseum. And if it was, I still wouldn't punch him. I'd stab him with a spear. There's never going to be a situation that I would need to do this in.
Okay.
Like, I never have problems moving things around. I never get tired. It's not hard for me to go up the stairs. It's not an issue for me. If I need to move furniture, I can move the furniture.
Okay, pick that furniture up.
Which one?
The one that you're sitting in. Just pick it up.
How do you want me to pick it up?
Just grab it.
It's a fucking chair. It's too big.
Just grab it. Lift it.
Okay. Let's see. How do I even do it?
Yeah, just, you know, just pick it up.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think how I could even do this.
We put one hand underneath that. Okay. Yeah. And then, and then just.
I can't reach around it.
Your arms are big enough.
They are, but it will hurt my back. I will do it just for ego.
Okay. For ego?
Actually,
that's a pretty heavy chair. No, isn't
I
want to
pick up the chair.
It's not a heavy fucking chair.
Right, Emmy, you pick up the chair.
It's not a heavy fucking chair. I'm going to have to get up. And do it like this.
Yeah, here we go. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Right? Okay. You got it, Emmy? Yeah, you got it.
This isn't fair. My wingspan is smaller.
It's fine.
Yeah, you can't.
So the problem is the thing is we've established we can't pick up the chair.
Oh, there's a lot of trash under the chair.
Right. Wait, put the chair down, Emmy, real quick. Let me just Oh, he picked up the chair! Okay.
Because it's a matter of leverage.
Wait, let me see here real quick. Let me
no,
see.
No!
Okay. No. Okay, the chair has sufficiently been picked up. But I bet it would have been... Emmy has also picked up the chair. All right, now.
It's not hard to do.
Now, this couch. This couch.
I don't know how to put it back.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you pick up the chair like that? Now
we messed everything up.
Yeah, we did mess everything
up.
No, but it's important because I can pick up the couch anyway. The thing is that it's important to work out. It's very important to work out, and I feel like there's some good practical uses that are a lot of fun for just being a little bit more in shape.
There you go.
There has to be a reason. I'm sure there will be a comment in underneath this video saying why having more strength is great. That's okay.
It's at the wrong angle.
That's okay. The good news is you're sitting down. Emmy didn't know what happened because she can't say anything. Uh-huh. Let's think of another reason why being strong is important. You ever pick up a rock? You can throw that sumbitch real far if you get stronger.
That's mainly technique. What?
The microphone needs to go towards your face.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about this.
I know, because the exercise was exhausting, so you forgot about what you had to do as a normal human being.
I'm sleepy.
Yeah, you can take a nap.
Good night.
Good night. I really hope we fucked all the audio for that.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Yeah. But if you have bigger muscles, ready for this? You'll look better when you have to lose all your hair.
Okay.
And that's a big one.
Man.
Yep.
That's okay.
Because the difference between being skinny and losing your hair and being jacked and losing your hair is either looking like Schmeagle or looking like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
My dad said I'd look like a cadaver on the episode. I remember this very fucking clearly.
Yeah,
what's a cadaver? Is that a corpse?
Yeah, yes, it's a corpse. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. Man, Emmy, you are knocked the fuck out after that, huh?
Right.
You lifted the chair, though.
Yep.
Well, that's the, you know, that's the weekly exercise.
Yeah. The good news is I have tricked Asmund into working out slightly, so that feels good.
Oh, shit, and you got me too.
Yeah, got Emmy and Asmund to work out, so that feels good. I pick up that fucking thing. I'll also be starting a new series probably eventually where I'm going to be doing You Laugh, You Lift, which is where I'll have a guest on, and we'll probably be in Iron Forge gym or whatever gym we're in, and each time you laugh, you have to lift the weight.
Yeah.
And if you can't lift that weight, then you lose, and then you don't win $500.
Oh, that sucks.
I think that'd be a really fun way into tricking people to want to get stronger. Because I feel like that's kind of the meta of Twitch going right now, is that all the streamers are getting in shape.
Yeah.
And I think that's really good for the ecosphere. But like, I still dream of Stone Cold Gold, man.
I don't think I'm going to look good with
But just
a
imagine
ball
if you were like a fucking monster. You know, you'd be like Andrew Tate if he wasn't stupid.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You know, because then people are like, oh man, this guy has everything, you know?
No
Smart,
way.
Charisma, looks jacked.
No way.
Like, no, for real. If you were to get in shape, clean your house, and just be who you are normally, what the fuck are they going to say?
They'll find something.
Yeah, but the thing is, they'll have to find it. Because they can't say
that hard.
No, because then they can't say, oh, he lives in garbage. Like, what are those? There's these two dudes who always fucking react to your videos. I can't remember who it is. There's these two dudes.
Abba and Preach?
Yeah, those dudes.
Yeah.
They don't like you. I really don't think
they like me. They're fine.
Are you sure?
I talked to them privately.
Oh, from an outside perspective, it does not seem like they like you too much. But maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
But you know, they said, what was it? Like, Slob realizes he has to not live like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know, just give these people less ammunition, and then, you know, I mean, you'll turn into like, you'll be like the next Donald Trump, man. You'll be like a messiah.
Oh, that'll really be good.
Yeah, that'd be so good. You know, you get your teeth fixed. You clean your house. You get in shape a little bit. And you won't need to put on that much muscle at all because your frame is already good for it. And you're already so low body fat, the muscle will be shown immediately. Like, I
don't have any real body fat at all.
Yeah.
Like, no body fat anywhere on my body.
You're probably like 8%, 8-9%.
I don't even know. Is that a lot?
No, that's very little. Yeah, like 6% is like competition ready.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think that'd be sick. Shave your head or get a hair transplant. Are you doing any of those yet?
Not yet.
Have you made your mind? Where are you closer to?
I'm closer to when I'm talking to a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them like if there would be any negative adverse effects of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll probably make a decision based off of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like that's the only other thing that I'm worried about, right?
Yeah.
Because if something makes you grow your hair back, that means that something inside of your body has changed.
Yes.
And I don't think that things exist inside of their own little closed ecosystem, and it's all interconnected.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like, did you hear about getting tattoos weakens your immune system?
I can see why that might be true.
Yeah,
I would believe that, maybe.
Yeah, so like, once again, maybe I'm getting tricked by the internet, which happens quite a bit, because I barely fact check anything that I fucking read. But apparently there's somewhere like the more tattoos you have, the weaker your immune system is, because there's something inside your body that your body has to focus on, and so it makes you weaker immune system-wise. But that could also just be completely hocus-pocus bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know if it is or not. Emmy, do you think that's true?
I don't think so, because when people talk about that more, this seems like something people are like, oh, just don't get tattoos, they're bad for you.
Well, I feel like people are learning new things every day. Like, for example, there was a new science that was found that for working out, for example. I've been watching this guy called Jeff Nippert a lot. Dude's a fucking genius. And for a long time, people believe that the majority of muscle growth happens during the contraction of your muscles, but a lot more of it actually happens during the stretch of it. So, for example, like if you were to do a fly and you were to go like this, and a lot of people would think that once you get here to squeeze, that's where all the muscle growth happens. But actually, more muscle growth happens when you're actually fully stretched, which, you know, people are learning things about the human body every single fucking day. So I'm like, I wouldn't rule anything out. And it makes sense to me, you know, a random ink is entering my body. Your body doesn't know what a fucking tattoo is. They say, what the fuck is that? Go check that shit out. And then they have to put like the monitors to make sure that this shit isn't fucking poison. And then they're out there to not be able to fight off the fucking monkeypox that's in the water of California and San Francisco.
I heard about monkeypox.
Yeah, it happens every election season.
Really? Yeah. I wonder... why? Like, I don't even know how you get monkeypox. Like, is apparently if you have sex with somebody or you touch somebody, well, what?
Well, then we're all good.
Yeah, true. but like, yeah, I'm not that worried about it. Like, I hope that there's another quarantine because that way I would have an excuse to not leave the house.
Yeah. Also, if anybody worried about monkeypox, apparently it starts from your ass.
Oh, really?
So to check your ass first to see if there's any like redness. I talked to a doctor about this the other day.
Really? You were worried.
No, I wasn't. My friend was there who was with me, and they asked because they just had a general health question because they actually believe in monkeypox. I don't believe in monkeypox. I think it's fucking bullshit. I think it's just something else to keep people inside their houses. That way they have to do more online voting, and that way they can rig the election like Kamala Harris, even though we all know that Trump should win.
Yeah, rig the election again.
Yeah, rig it again.
Yeah, of course, right?
Absolutely, man.
You know, with that, I think we probably should read some questions and read some comments, et cetera. Let's go and take a look at some of those. Tectone looks like he left his kids for a pack of cigarettes.
You do.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, you've definitely got the, you know, no, I wouldn't say divorced dad.
I'll say wife beater.
Yeah, which is the thing. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Don't let Asman forget he thought tea didn't contain caffeine.
True. That's good. Finally, you said something stupid. You know how hard it is to come on this show and say the dumbest shit fucking possible?
I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I legitimately didn't think that tea had caffeine.
That's okay, man.
I had no fucking
and personally,
idea. I never had it. It's leaf juice.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of more embarrassing than knowing when World War II was because, like, I mean, one actually affects your life and the other one doesn't. So, like, to be honest, it's kind of, like, way worse. Also, I definitely would leave my kids for a pack of cigarettes. If I was still, like, old Tectone, holy fuck, man. They say getting rid of nicotine is easy and that you won't miss smoking. They're just full of shit, man. They're absolutely full of shit. I fucking miss cigarettes so much, man. We should do a cigarette tier list.
Really?
Yeah, we all smoke them. See which one's the best brand.
Okay, that's a good idea.
All in one sitting.
It's called, we're going to title the video. It's called Cancer Speedrun.
Yeah. Don't let the title make you forget that Emeru can't read a fucking clock. Which I really think is worse.
Now,
I think that's also way more embarrassing than World War II.
I can read a clock. I was just short.
Yeah.
Isn't that worse?
Never forget that Tectone thinks Pearl Harbor is in Japan. So you know what's so crazy?
What?
I was told where Pearl Harbor happened. Where was it again?
Hawaii.
That's just so weird.
Why?
What am I thinking of then?
Well, like the nuclear bomb.
Yeah, but so Hawaii was bombed?
No.
I'm just fucking with you. Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, those were great comments, man.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of comments. We get a lot of messages from you guys. And, you know, it's been another episode. Obviously, you know, basically all three of us now are dying. Tectone is giving away his channel. Yep. Emeru won't be able to see it all soon. And I'm probably going to explode by next week.
I have a prediction.
What?
We're all dead.
Uh-huh.
In the next 2 years.
Okay.
Just remember, there's only 12 episodes left.
Oh, shit.
12 episodes remaining.
Uh-oh, guys.
There's only 12 left.
12 left. But I will say, and I don't mean all of us here.
Yeah.
I mean everyone on Earth is dead in the next 2 years.
Oh, you think
so? No one can fact check you. Isn't that convenient?
There it is, there it is. August 26, 2026. We're all dead.
Is today August 26th?
No, today is August 19th. We have less than 2 years.
Okay.
We will experience the heat death of the universe. Well, August 26th, 2026.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least it's like a little bit more than 2 months then.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, you know what's very important? Tomorrow, Mizkif is hosting his third MMA fight on Twitch and YouTube channels.
Ooh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm actually going to try to watch this one. I didn't see the second one, but apparently...
it was awesome.
Really?
They're great every time, actually.
Well, of course they were, because we did the production for it, so it makes sense that it would be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one's audio was a little bit rough, but it was a Mizkif stream, so I just muted it anyways.
Yeah.
But the second one was great all around.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the events that Miz has been doing, I've been a huge fan of. The Strongman one was fucking awesome. The MMA one was fucking awesome. I think he's doing a great job. I hope he does more content like that, especially with Canute around again, too.
Yeah. It's better to do like IRL content and kind of like diversify things.
Yeah.
I think desktop streams are good, but like if you're not a yapper, it can get kind of boring pretty fast.
Yeah.
Let's see. Emmy, is there anything we didn't cover today?
Nope. I think we're good.
Yeah,
but
we're
about
good.
To do the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. We are doing the Patreon. And so, yeah, guys, you can take a look at the description below. We try to do extra episodes every here and there and answer some questions from all you all. So, other than that, guys, thank you all very much for watching, and we'll see you all in the next one. Peace.
If you could kick one anime character's ass, they can't fight back, whose ass would you kick? So you just get to kill somebody?
I've never even thought about this in a million fucking years.
Well, let's think about it right now.
Yeah.
I know, very easy.
How do you hate an anime character that
very
much?
Very easy. I would fight the grape dude from My Hero Academia.
Oh, that guy fucking sucks.
Yeah, there it is.
I actually know someone that's their favorite character.
I wouldn't talk to them.
I judge them so hard.
Yeah, I would legit not talk to them.
Are they on like a list or something?
No.
I'm going to hope to God it's not your brother.
No, it's why would it be my brother?
I just thought maybe.
No, it's not my brother.
Okay.